Dozens of same-sex couples have been rushing to county courthouses throughout the state to get married. While many of them say they're full of excitement, there are also some nerves. Questions about what it means to get married and what their family will legally look like. Rima Crace and Jorge Valencia spent time in Durham and Raleigh to bring us this report.
There was one thing that didn't change after Lynn Gaskins and Christy Alston got their certificate.
I'm nervous. Still nervous. It's a big responsibility. I can't believe I'm married now. Wow.
Lynn and Christy live in Franklin County, but they drove to Raleigh for their marriage certificate. They were worried about how they'd be received in their hometown. 2 years ago, 61% of North Carolina voters approved a constitutional amendment to define marriage as the union between a man and a woman. Some of those voters expressed their opinion by leaving messages with their local register of deeds.
Good morning to you, Miss Laura Riddick.
This caller complained that the Wake County Register stayed open past regular business hours on Friday. They processed 49 certificates for gay couples and 2 for straight couples.
I'm just calling to ask for you to go ahead and resign from your job. And I'm sure that a lot of other people feel the same way as I do.
There were reports of a few people protesting weddings in Charlotte. But Lynn Gaskins didn't find any of that when she got to Raleigh.
Everybody here was nice and friendly. Nobody looked at us with no side eyes. Everybody was saying congratulations.
What Lynn's new wife, Christy Alston, was more concerned about was the responsibilities. She's a lab technician in Lewisburg and is looking forward to having less costly health insurance.
Now that I'm married to her, I can take my family and get charged one time. They was taxing me before and after tax. So now we can make it just one.
And there are other things to worry about.
We have to file taxes together. Might be a little problem there. But, you know.
But that's not even the biggest responsibility of all.
Raising a kid. Raising a kid.
Lynn was pregnant with her son, Tyler, when she and Christy got together 3 years ago. Christy says she's looking forward to the possibility of being able to officially adopt Tyler, even if, like many new parents, she's a little nervous. In Raleigh, I'm Jorge Valencia.
And I'm Rima Crace. Over at the Durham County Courthouse, 2 married women are ready to adopt their children. The couple has been together for a while now.
Almost 18 years.
And in the last few years, Marcy and Chantel Fisherborn have had 2 kids, 6-year-old Miley and 2-year-old Elijah. As they wait outside the courtroom, the 2 kids bounce between their parents, hands out, asking for snacks.
Pretzel.
You want a pretzel?
Mm-hmm.
And this is our son, Eli.
He wants
a pretzel.
Here you go, Bubby.
Yeah, we're fighting to continue to give our children snacks and chase them around and try to keep them clothed. And
more technically, they're fighting to become legal parents. Marcy gave birth to Miley, and Chantel gave birth to Eli. So each parent has been considered a legal stranger to one of their kids. But they're here today because same-sex marriage is now legal in North Carolina, and that means they can adopt as a family.
It means if our kid is in the hospital that no one's going to question why I'm there. When the moment Miley was born, there were questions as to why Chantel was there and her role to be there.
Marcy says it also means they can sign school field trip forms. They can make medical decisions.
We can go to sleep knowing that if one of us is not here tomorrow, that our kids will stay in their family unit and not be taken away.
The Fisherborns are the leading plaintiffs on a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina. They and other couples have been calling for second parent adoption. There still isn't a ruling in the suit, but they no longer have to wait for one. The couple held hands as they walked into the courtroom. Their lawyer handed over the paperwork to the clerk of Superior Court. In return, he gave the kids big kisses and hugs.
Come here,
Shane. Thank you so much.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. And folks, good to have
hands?
You here. Can you shake? Thank you. Hello, sport.
Because all of the adoption forms use gendered language, gay couples have to apply for a step-parent adoption. The Department of Health and Human Services says it's still figuring out the implications of gay marriage on adoptions, though the couple's lawyer says she's confident that the law will allow them and others like them to become legal parents. That reality makes Marcy a little teary-eyed.
We love them fiercely, like any parent would love their children fiercely. And so today, I'm very happy that people can get married, and I'm very happy for us that our children's whole family will, in the eyes of the law, be a whole family.
Advocates say they're working with married same-sex couples who have children to educate them on their new rights. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.